I have this one little saying, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. We got games to gamble on. We got all kinds of stuff to do. We got three basketball games tonight. A couple hockey games for those who like watching people skate. And we do have baseball. We have some good baseball this week. Like, I'm telling you, this is crazy to say, but I'm stoked about this Cubs-Mets series. Like, that's going to be a hella good one. The Braves, the M's, they play today. By the way, Padres, how did they get so bad so fast? Like, they can't pitch. They gave up 33 runs over the weekend. Like, they are terrible. A lot of stuff going on in baseball, but you know what? We're going to get to tons of baseball here in a little bit. Got to switch gears and talk a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I got a few weird stories, but I always have to tell you the most important thing. And that this whole hour is brought to you by Simply the Best. You're simply the best. Do you know what that is? That's a song. You're better than all the rest, right? You're better than anyone. That would be Tito's Handmade Vodka. I'm telling you right now, it's the best spirit around. There's no frills. There's no flavors. There's no fancy labels. It's just the good stuff. It's the juice. It's Tito's Handmade Vodka. It's crafted and distilled in the United States down in Austin, Texas. Tito Beverage came up with the recipe and said to myself, damn, I want good vodka. I want it to be gluten-free. I want it to be six times distilled, instilled in the classic copper pots, the old school method. Oh, and he did it. And he like did a bunch of taste tests, sampled to a few friends until he came up with the perfect recipe. And now that's what you can buy at your local liquor stores. Tito's Handmade Vodka, winner of the gold medal. It's the number one vodka tonic of the year. It's the best spirit award winner. It's the best dead gum drink you can get. So when you have life hands you a bunch of lemons, you don't freak out. You don't fret. You don't even stress. You just make a lemon drop. You make sure it's with the best, a Tito's Handmade Vodka. Now, we've got some weird stories to talk about, and I got to get to this one that I just, you know, we've been talking a little bit about quarterbacks. You know, of course, you have Caleb Williams, who is going to the Bears in a situation. It's a weird situation because you have Caleb Williams is going to an organization that they've never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a season. A situation where they've never had a quarterback throw for more than 30 touchdowns in a season. Like, these are things that have never happened for the Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams being the first pick in the NFL draft, just look what poor little Bryce Young went to. Like, that Carolina Panthers team's offensive line was horrible. Their weapons were absolutely ridiculously bad. Their defense was terrible. The whole situation was bad, and he's just a little bitty guy out there, average athlete, exceptional character, great kid, great college quarterback, but damn, he don't look like no – he ain't – if I'm an NFL franchise, I sure as hell ain't putting all my eggs in that basket. Oh, he's going to lift me out of this. But when you look around and you look at Caleb Williams, I don't know, you know, they just need a quarterback to come in there and be competent. They were really pretty damn good down the stretch, even as bad as Justin Fields was playing. The Lions, I know in the NFC North, you look at the Lions, they were this close from going to the Super Bowl. I still can't believe they blew that second half lead. Do you remember what they did in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
You know whose ass they were kicking? That would be the 49ers.
That's right.
They were kicking that ass. And boy, they screwed things up in the second half. Kind of reminded me of the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl against Tom Brady's Patriots. But that Lions team, yes, it is the creme de la creme. The Packers are on the rise. Jordan Love was really good last year. They got a lot of good young weapons. You got to give it. You know, Matt LaFleur is a hell of a football coach. I look at Minnesota. You know I love Kevin O'Connell. I love the pieces that are around J.J. McCarthy. In fact, I actually think to myself that the weapons that J.J. McCarthy is going to are probably even better than what Caleb Williams has. Problem is, I don't think J.J. McCarthy has the talent in his pinky finger that Caleb Williams has in his pinky finger. You know what I mean? J.J. McCarthy, great kid. Meditation, manifestation.
Former hockey player, John.
Does not drink and smoke or cuss. I mean, he's like that.
What a good kid.
He's just a good kid. But his weapons, Justin freaking Jefferson, Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison is one of the reasons that Kenny Pickett got drafted in the NFL. And then he's also a reason that my man, Caleb Williams, won a freaking Heisman Trophy. That Jordan Addison. I mean, do you think Kenny Pickett's drafted if Jordan Addison doesn't play for Pitt that year?
I don't know. I still...
His little bitty hands were going to get picked to do what?
I still contest that Kenny Pickett got drafted only because of the fake slide he did when he was at Pitt.
You remember that play when he scrambled out? Fake slide, and then he picked up and ran.
Yeah.
I got to say, that was a cold-blooded move.
That's why teams drafted him.
That was a cold-blooded move, but you also have TJ Hockenson, their tight end, and let's not forget... The Vikings got Aaron Jones in the offseason, which is
how about that?
Like
people forget
filthy,
that.
Filthy nasty. Yeah. So I love what JJ's going to. And I look at that NFC North division and I think to myself, Jared Goff, very good quarterback, great at play action, has a slow delivery, throws a very accurate ball. Good. I mean, he's been to the Super Bowl, been in the NFC Championship. He's a very damn good quarterback. He just doesn't have that wow factor. He ain't going to take off running, ain't going to do nothing. So, you know, the Lions, Jared Goff, their wide receivers are nasty. Amon-Ra St. Brown is now rich. They've got some good things going in Detroit. But, I mean, that's a division where you get competent quarterback play and you're actually going to be pretty damn good. And I just keep thinking to myself the whole situation, the quarterback situation. Is Caleb Williams going to be that dude? And then I saw another quarterback, you know, story come out today, and I was thinking to myself, well, I mean, we talked about Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. Who knows what the Commander's going to be? I love Jaden Daniels, though. But Drake May has not, you know, he's kind of been flying under the radar, a little quiet up in New England. There's not a lot of articles about, oh, my God, I can't believe the Patriots took Drake May. Or there's not a like, oh, they won the draft with Drake May. It's just kind of like, you know, eh. People are focusing on Atlanta. People are focusing on Denver. But if you look up in New England, I saw this weekend and I almost fell over. Did you see where, did you see the whole Tom Brady kind of made a few headlines this weekend?
TB12.
Tom Brady.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The old man, Tom Brady.
Yep.
I missed him, no.
No, he just said that, like, he said he could envision himself possibly returning to the NFL. You know, he's always...
How about that? We're back to that again.
So, he, just 2 weeks ago, he was putting out videos of him running the 40.
Sure.
You saw that.
I can outrun all y'all, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, look, how many 45-year-olds know run faster than they did when they were... Yeah. 22 years old. Yeah. He did beat his. I mean,
not me, big boy.
No, let me tell you something. He ran what a 5.1 40 when he was coming out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did break it.
But that was before all the avocado, John.
That was before all the healthy stuff. Again, he looked like a HIV patient coming out of Michigan. To be honest with you, like damn,
he kind of had a belly on him out of Michigan, didn't
dude.
He?
Really little arms, pale white, had like that's little like terrible chest hair thing going on in the middle. Like he. Oh no! Like I didn't see that butt chin either. Is that surgery?
Who knows? Could be.
Who knows, man? I'm just saying. I don't know who would want to put a butt on their chin, but hey, works for Tom Brady. But Gerard Mayo kind of put that to rest. Do you know what he said?
We don't want you, old man.
No. He said, you know, I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come here, but not as a player, but as a coach. Could you actually see Tom Brady, who has, let's not pretend it's not significant. He has a $300 million TV contract. You know that, right? $300 million.
How about that?
I'm definitely sticking.
I love the game.
I'm sticking into television. But Tom Brady is one of those grinders. Like, would he be happy filling a Jay Wright role on television? Or could you see this guy actually on the sideline one day coaching some football?
I mean, honestly,
I know one thing. If he was a coach, he would drive you crazy. As sure much would. Perfection as he demanded from himself and his teammates, could you imagine if he got a little bit of power and was controlling other people, and you were just a mere mortal? Like
just
he
a
would,
mere mortal. I
like
love that.
He would just, oh, it would be ruthless. But I bring up all this quarterback talk because I also did want to ask you, what the hell? Like, you look in New England, you got him talking about Tom Brady when they just drafted Drake May. And then what? Did you see where they drafted Joe Milton?
Yeah, how about that?
Okay, this is so wrong to say.
Oh, no. You gonna rip Joe?
Joe Milton.
One man Orange Bowl.
Joe Milton, when he gets off of the bus, looks like the scariest dude on planet Earth.
Is it safe to say the best Joe Milton is off-season Joe Milton?
Oh, the best Joe Milton is off-season workout
Joe
Milton.
Joe Milton.
Bro, when you can throw an orange out of the UT stadium, okay, you're a badass.
That's right.
I just don't know where in football there's ever a play where if you can throw a orange out of the stadium, it's going to give your team points. And yes, he has huge arm talent, huge athlete.
Massive arm. Holy
massive God. Arm. But man, sometimes you have to also be able to play football. Just because you can throw it far doesn't mean you know how to throw it accurate. And he just is not accurate. He doesn't process information. And he only has one pitch, which is a fastball.
What I tell you, boy, it's coming in hot and heavy.
Try to run a slant with Joe Milton throwing the ball 100 Woo. Miles an hour at you.
Drake May called him Joe Cool.
Joe Cool.
Is that his nickname? Is that what we're calling him now? Joe Cool. Congrats, bro. That's what Drake May quote tweeted after he was picked.
Patriots have a bad roster.
Yeah.
Patriots quarterback room has Drake May, Joe Milton, the two rookies coming in. You hook them up with, of course, Bailey Zappi. They brought in the Canadian Football League standout Nathan Rourke. Did you hear that?
How about that?
You know who his brother is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Curtis Rourke from Ohio.
Yeah. Well, Nathan Rourke's tearing up the CFL.
Yeah, he is. He was the was he not the CFL like player of the year?
Was
or something?
He? I don't give up.
I know he was.
I watched some of the games.
I know he was
up
there. I know.
I
don't know what the CFL player of the year even is called, but like he was.
I'll find out.
Nathan Rourke was a standout in the Canadian Football League. And then, of course, they have Jacoby Brissett, who's probably going to be the starter, who is very average.
Wrong. Chad Kelly.
It was Swag Kelly?
Oh, Swag Kelly. He was tearing it up. I mean, you talk about it, running the CFL. That was Swag Kelly.
Somewhere Uncle Brasky is screaming at the radio right now going, "Oh, Johnny, how did you not know it was Swag Kelly?"
That's right.
But, man, that's their quarterback room. So they have a lot of work. And then there's some other quarterback news that happened that
I want to stay on Drake May for a second.
Oh, yeah, give me
a
little
His brother, Luke May? Everyone knows Luke May.
The basketball player.
Uh-huh. He, you know, he was at the
By
draft.
The way, what an athletic family.
Oh, it's incredible.
His dad played football. Uh-huh. His brother, the dad who uh-huh. played football had kids that played uh-huh. football and basketball uh-huh. at the school.
Uh-huh. And I think his uncle also played a sport at North Carolina. And his mom might have even played a sport at North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina royalty, Drake May is. But Luke May is playing in China right now. And their season's going on right now. And so he had I guess he must have signed a new contract over the offseason. And he had a clause put into his contract that when his brother got drafted,
he could leave
and go to the draft. And he's tearing up the CBA. I was trying to find his stats, but I can't find him that quick. But he's averaging like 25 points and 11 rebounds a game over in China. So, you know, if he did have to miss a game, whew, that team was really missing out on some production.
Damn.
Sorry, not that anybody cares about Chinese basketball. Back to the quarterback.
No, I gamble on it all the time.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because I know you gamble on it.
I love
it.
I think
that,
like, you would be shocked about how, like, the totals. Man, one day if you ever run into me and we're hanging out with me, ask me about how Chinese basketball totals work, because I can tell you right now, I've got a system. The other thing is, though, did you see what happened since we were talking about quarterbacks and TVs and moving all over the place? And it's just kind of a quarterback Monday. Matt Ryan is replacing who?
I don't know who he's replacing, but I saw he's on one of the NFL shows.
He is now going to be on the CBS Sports. you know, the one with James Brown. And it's going to have Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, J.J. Watt, and Matt Ryan. There's two people that are missing. Both were quarterbacks. Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason. They've been there like 26 years.
What's it, NFL Today? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think it's NFL Today. It's the CBS Sports one.
Yeah, Phil Simms and Boomer out. Former QB Matt Ryan in.
Dude,
that's the headline from USA Today.
That's hard to get. Like, dude, they just got replaced. Now, I'll tell you something. I loved Boomer Esiason. I loved him when he was with Cincinnati. My man could throw the damn ball. Lefty, too, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I loved it. Dude, had Icky Woods running the ball back in the day, man. Like, dude, love me some Cincinnati. Love me some Boomer. Phil Simms has always been a crotchety old man since the beginning of time, and I've never in my life liked Phil Simms for anything. Like, I liked the Giants, and I liked everybody on the Giants
except
but Phil Simms.
Love that.
Like, damn, dude. He is – and even when his kid Chris Simms was going to Texas, for a father, you'd be like, oh, you think you could be happy. Oh, look, his son, you know. Dude, I wanted to punch him in the face then, too. So I think this is a great addition by subtraction. Getting rid of Phil Simms, thank God, it's about time. Bringing in Matt Ryan – I don't know how it's going to work out. Maybe be great. But why'd you got to get rid of Boomer?
Yeah, no,
I thought Boomer was always good.
Yeah. Maybe he wanted to step away. I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Who knows?
Boomer said, you know, it's been the best 26 years, blah, 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 blah.
But now...
Boomer and Geo are still going to do their radio show, though, right?
Of course. I mean, that would be massive news. So, yeah, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen, you know.
Well, Boomer and Geo.
WFAN has said nothing to the to that effect. Now, okay, we've been talking a little bit about the NFL. I love the draft. I like the stuff that's going down with it. Hit me up if you have any questions or want to know my opinion on any of it. But now it's time to get to something that I need to tell you about. And that's what we're betting on tonight. And that's just – or just like, you know, the NBA playoffs as a general. Again, live betting on totals, live betting on sides, I think is always the way to go. It works out. You can – if you don't bring a bunch of preconceived notions and you just watch the basketball game, you will be able to figure out. And if you ever see a stretch where there is – 15 to 20 points scored in like a 2-minute flurry where it's like three-pointer, dunk, fast break, and that total shoots up a whole lot, go under. And then if you see one where they come out and they score in the first 7 minutes of a basketball game, like 20 points, and the total drops from 226 down to 204, go over. Like, these are just simple rules to follow, and they will help you. They really, really will. But I got to mention a couple of things before we get into to the games we're betting on, just some of the things we've seen. The Knicks series against the 76ers, I almost felt bad for Philadelphia. You know about game two. They had the lead. The Knicks scored 8 points in 27 seconds. They didn't get the timeout. They didn't get the fouls called. They were so, so damn disappointed. And then they came out and they looked really good in that third game, didn't they? And you thought to yourself, man, they're going to make this thing a series. Mm-hmm. They came out yesterday and they punched the Knicks in the face in that first quarter, didn't they? Go in, and then at halftime, all of a sudden, they just got a 3-point lead. And you're like, woo, this thing's going to be tight. And then the 76ers just couldn't put the ball in the hole to save their life. Like, that was a pitiful performance of all. That was terrible offense. And to be honest, if the Knicks didn't have Mighty Mouse playing for them and Jalen Brunson, they wouldn't be here, number one, and they wouldn't have had a chance in that game. Jalen Brunson was so awesome, it's not even funny. Best performance on Sunday, Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Him or Ant? Ant was incredible.
Ant was also awesome, but you know what? Let's not forget Kyrie in a losing effort was nasty.
Kyrie was really good.
James Harden, when he plays good, the Clippers are much better. Oh, and I forgot to bring up Russell Westbrook. What a bitch. Like, I'm so sick of him. Like, that's the only thing you can say. That's all he is. Did you watch any of the basketball this week? Did you see when he started whining and pounding?
He got ejected.
He got ejected. Yeah. I mean, dude, I can't. He gets so mad at people if fans, always fighting at fans. Nobody has more people thrown out of arena than Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Dude is a hell of an athlete. Can't shoot the ball to save his life. How can you play in the NBA that long and not be able to shoot? I just don't understand that. You're a professional basketball player. Yes, running and jumping is part of it. But so is shooting the ball. I don't know. I just can't stand him or this Clippers team. I need this Mavericks team to take care of business. Because I can't believe this. I was getting ready to say, you know how I said the Mavericks team has nobody? Mm. It's Luka, it's Kyrie, and then a bunch of nobodies. Mm. Well, I'm kind of liking a lot of those nobodies now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
who's your favorite nobody?
I'm starting to like Jason Kidd. My favorite nobody?
Yeah.
I mean, Maxi Kleber.
Good one. Brings a lot defensively.
He does. Old Lively.
I love Lively. Good player. He's going to be a massive center in the future.
P.J. Washington.
I love P.J. Washington.
That's I don't know, man. Luka just draws. If he draws a double team, Luka makes a perfect pass. Mm-hmm. If you don't double him, he's going to score in the mid-range. If you forget about this guy Kyrie for just a second, and then he'll just take over and he'll hit threes from really deep. He'll have the nastiest handles you've ever seen. He'll get to the rack. Like, I like them. I really do.
Sure.
Because those stars are studs, mm-hmm. and I can't stand this Clippers team.
Yesterday, I mean, the shot making by the Clippers late in that game was incredible. Paul George hit that one in the corner where he's fading out of bounds.
Paul George hit seven trays yesterday.
Crazy. I mean,
Paul George is truth.
I love Paul George. But, I mean, the Mavericks were playing good defense down the stretch. It was just every time they would get a hand in the face, I mean, the Clippers were knocking a shot down. So, I mean, I got to give the Clippers a lot of credit yesterday.
Russell Westbrook. 5 points yesterday in 22 minutes. He's terrible. I can't stand him. In fact, he's my least favorite player in the NBA.
Wow.
Period. Like, I just don't like him. I don't like anything about him. But I will tell you what I do like on the other side, because we are going to do some funny stories with Hardenwood. I'm also going to tell you who we're betting on the very last segment, about 12:50 today. We're going to find out which games we're going to bet on. Again, though, make sure you do know inline gambling is the way to go. But we'll break this all down on the other side. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully life is treating you the way you deserve to be treated. You know what I mean? Special. Unless you're Russell Westbrook. Hopefully you're going to get everything you deserve and more. Not a big fan. Not a big, big fan. But I am a big fan of telling funny stories and talking to y'all about all kinds of good stuff. But I do have to remind everybody out there, before you have fun, you better make sure you have the right protection. Like, you're not going to go out on, have you ever gone paragliding?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
Too high.
Oh, you don't do heights?
Mm-mm.
Never jumped out of an airplane?
Absolutely not. I've never been on an airplane, John.
Oh, that's right. Bungee jumping?
No.
You know how popular bungee jumping was when I was a kid?
When I was younger, I was walking over a bridge, and we got to, the apex of the bridge. Broke down, start crying. I had a freak out because it was too high.
So you really couldn't look over the
and
edge?
It wasn't like a bridge where it's like a scary bridge. It was just like a little walking bridge over like a very small river, but like freaked me out.
I got it. Some people are scared of heights. I don't understand that fear, but I have a fear of roaches, and some people don't understand that fear. Like a deadly fear. I don't like roaches. They're nasty. Yeah,
they are.
Damn little diseases running around with legs. But back to my whole point that everybody needs protection. Like, you never know what can happen. Anything can come around the corner and take a perfectly beautiful day and ruin it. But if you have the right protection, nothing can bother you. And State Farm has you covered. They don't have just the best commercials. They have the best insurance. And my buddy Bob Simpson, he's your local State Farm agent here in the Mid-South. He can buckle you up with auto insurance. He can back you up with life insurance and health insurance. He can cover your business, whether it's starting, growing, or maturing. And don't forget to insure your home, no matter if you're an owner or a renter. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Bob Simpson today, 901-381-1233, or go online and get a free quote at bobsimpson.org. Stay protected with your good neighbor. And your good neighbor is Bob Simpson. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Bro, I don't even know where to start today. There is some serious wood out there. Like, I mean some serious wood. Where do you think I should start today? At the beginning. All right, I'm going to start with Tank Dell. Holy hell, what's going on with Tank Dell?
How about that?
Okay, first and foremost, what in the hell's going on in Florida?
Yeah.
So,
when's something not happening in Florida?
That's
though?
A good point, man. There's all like, dude, no, I love Florida. Sure. I love it. There's always, though, there's a, like, alligator always eating an old man's puppy or maybe even
classic.
The old man or woman.
Sure.
There's some crazy people in meth, like a story that seems to pop out of there all the time. There's just some crazy stuff. But this one is Tank Dell. This one's weird. This is about 30 miles outside of Orlando. He goes to a nightclub, all right? It is a private, it's a private party at the bar Cabana Live. So my man is just having a good Saturday night, Sunday morning, little brouhaha, you know what I'm saying, with a bunch of the peeps. And then all of a sudden, a 16-year-old, no.
Yeah, how about that?
Not an adult, a 16-year-old child unloads and injures 10 people, including Tank Dell. You know, luckily he didn't kill anybody.
That's great.
Which is, it's a miracle. 10 people were shot. Nobody fatally injured. Tank Dell, if you're going, who's Tank Dell? Tank Dell, Tank Dell. Bro, he's the wide receiver for the Houston Texans. He was CJ Stroud's dude until he got injured. And then there was Nico Collins. And now all we've been talking about is you got Diggs, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Nico Collins with CJ Stroud. Oh, yes, sirree, Bobby. That's going to be awesome. CJ Stroud is breathing a sigh of relief, the fact that it was just a...
Sure.
We don't know exactly what it is. We do know that this is what the Texans have said. They understand the situation. They've been in contact with Tank and his family. They will provide more updates when the appropriate time. Right now, they ask for the respect and privacy of the Dells. Their thoughts and prayers are with everyone involved in the incident. That, according to the Houston Texans. Again, a 16-year-old was arrested, charged with attempted murder, attempted homicide, I think is what you say. Or attempted murder. Whatever. Homicide and murder is the same thing, right?
Sure.
Attempted, though. Attempted. Well, yeah, man. Crazy stuff, dude. Crazy stuff. Last year, Tank Dell caught 47 balls, 709 yards, and had 7 tutties. Hopefully, everything will be okay with him. I know CJ Stroud was probably... You think he was freaking out a little bit?
I would be. Tank Dell was awesome last year.
Yeah, I would have been freaking out a little bit, too. Now, that's not a good situation. 16-year-old dudes getting shot is not good, right?
Not at all.
I mean, 16-year-old kids shooting somebody, not good at all. Not good at all. Another thing that is kind of scary, and this has had to do. So, I mentioned paragliding. Remember when I said, have you never been paragliding?
Yeah.
After this story, you'll probably never go paragliding.
How about this? I've paragliding two of my fears, the ocean and heights. I mean,
oh,
keep me far
away
from
the ocean, too?
Oh, absolutely. Who isn't? If you know anything about the ocean, how are you not terrified of it?
I'm not scared of the ocean at
really?
All.
Really? It's so deep. It's so massive. What, if we only, like, uncovered, like, 5% of it? I mean, good Lord. Keep me away.
So you wouldn't swim out really, really far in the ocean and go as far as you can until you can't go all the way to the bottom and bring back sand?
Absolutely not.
That's a game we play every year we go to the beach.
You know the game I play? Not going any further than where I can touch the ground, stand up. I don't need to swim out there. They got pools for me to swim in if I really want to swim.
I got you. I feel you. Well, this paraglider, check this out. So there's this YouTuber named Anthony. Anthony Vela. Now, Anthony used to put a bunch of videos of himself with a fan because he was the fan man kind of guy. You know, do you remember Fan Man back in the day?
I don't think so.
Who used to go into like the sports arenas? He would have a paraglide and he would be Fan Man. Uh-huh. Well, this is like Fan Man reborn in a different generation. Instead of like going into sporting events, this version of a Fan Man would just YouTube all his little pretty pictures, like, you know, him flying around. Well, he was, you know, doing really good this weekend. He was doing one of his little YouTube videos and he's paragliding all over the place. And then he fell 85 feet going 50 miles an hour, broke his neck, broke his back, broke his pelvis.
Holy cow.
Broke his arms, broke his legs. Dude, if you
broke
everything. If you break your legs, your arms, your neck, your back, and your pelvis, I would say you're probably not going to make it.
Holy cow.
Good news is Anthony's wife has put this out there. He is alive. That's probably the first thing. He's alive. He's definitely going to be in some pain for a while. He's going to have a lot of rehabilitation ahead of him. They're hoping that he's not going to be permanently paralyzed. Thoughts and prayers, blah, 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 all this stuff. The whole video, this crash is completely on video. My question is when does his wife release the video? Because Anthony ain't making no more money anyway, paragliding.
That'll do numbers, though.
And doing his YouTube thing. Yeah, they're going to get some serious numbers. Do you put that out there?
That's a good question.
She's not blaming the sport of paragliding. I didn't know that was a sport. She said, paraglide ride. People love the paraglide rides. She's not blaming the sport or her husband. It was just an accident. Dude, that is terrible. Now, more likely to come out paralyzed, Mike Tyson or Tyson Fury. I mean, Mike Tyson or Logan. What's his name?
Jake Paul.
I had one Paul.
Uh-huh.
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, this thing has been sanctioned a professional fight.
How about that?
Do you know what that means?
I don't know what it means.
That means you're going to wear... So, they wear 14-ounce gloves unless it's a professional fight, and then you use 10-ounce gloves.
But I thought they already made their own rules for this.
Nope. They didn't. They were talking about making their own rules, but now it's been sanctioned. It will be a professional fight. Bro, 8 2-minute rounds. This is... Dude, I think my man Jake Paul, I know he's 6'2". He's 205. He's in shape. He's young. But Mike Tyson's an animal.
Mm-hmm.
If Mike Tyson catches him with an uppercut, he could completely break Jake Paul, right?
Yeah.
I don't care if he's 57 years old. He's 30 years older than Jake Paul. He's 57 and the kid's 27. But I still think that the kid's going to get killed. But why is the odds in Vegas still... I have to lay $300 to win $100 if I take Jake Paul.
Probably because Mike Tyson's 30 years older than Jake Paul.
Dude, Jake Paul lost to Tyson Fury's brother. Jake Paul fights YouTubers and UFC fighters smaller than him in a boxing ring instead of an octagon.
Yeah.
And yes, he's fighting Mike Tyson, who hasn't fought in a meaningful fight in so damn long, it's not even funny. Hell, the last, quote, meaningful fight was right here in Memphis, Tennessee, when he fought Lennox Lewis. By the way, that was a night that will go down in history.
Sure.
Nothing I can talk about on the radio and still still be employed.
So good night for you.
Golly. Unbelievable night. Unbelievable night. But, yeah, dude, I just don't understand. Like, if this is going to be a sanctioned fight, Mike Tyson doesn't want to put another loss on his record. I mean, this is going to go on his permanent record.
That's a good point.
You know, like, how would you like to look at Mike Tyson and his career, and at the very end of you see he lost to a YouTuber called Jake Paul? Like, that ain't going to go – that just ain't going down well in the history books. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I just – I don't like that one. And I got to say, speaking of we talked about Houston and the wide receivers, Tank Dell. We talked about, you know, Stephon Diggs. He's now a Houston Texan. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember his brother?
No.
He's got two brothers. He got Trayvon Diggs, who plays for the Cowboys.
Oh, you're talking about Diggs. Yeah. I'm tripping, yeah.
So you know about Trayvon Diggs.
Uh-huh.
He's a Cowboy, right?
I don't think I know his other brother, though.
Well, his other brother is Derez.
Okay.
His other brother, Derez, played in the XFL last year.
Okay.
He's not playing in the new one. What's the new one? UFL?
The UFL, that's right.
The UFL. He's not playing that one.
Okay.
Because, well, he's not as good at football as his brothers, which has got to feel terrible. But he also has been sentenced to 2 years probation for his role in that violent elevator attack that happened a little bit earlier this year. And he's getting sued for $100,000.
Holy cow.
My question is, Derez playing for the XFL for only one season, do his brothers loan him a little cash?
Probably.
And how would you feel if you're Derez when your brother is Trayvon and Stephon Diggs and they're both tearing it up, million-dollar contracts, and you are doing probation and going to pick up trash on the side of the road? Like, dude, is this – like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too.
Damn, Derez. What happened to you? He's like LaMelo – not – so there is Lonzo, LaMelo – LiAngelo.
Bingo.
He's the LiAngelo Ball of the Diggs family. Poor Derez. Poor Derez. Now on the other side, it is time for us to get to some sports bets. Let's win some money. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM. And 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. We got some NBA playoff games on tonight. We got three of them, in fact, 6:30. First one will be starting. You got the Celtics and the Heat. That game, I don't have a really strong feel. It's something that you're going to watch inline play if I were you. The Thunder and the Pels, however. Did you see that the total is 207.5?
No, I did not see that. I haven't really looked at any of the NBA stuff this morning.
Well, I'm kind of excited about this one because you know I love unders, especially if I like the under prior to the game.
Uh-huh.
Usually in the first quarter of a basketball game, because a lot of people like going overs. People like scoring. You know what I mean? Who doesn't want to score?
Everybody loves points, points, points.
I love scoring,
mm-hmm.
Except for when I have the under, and I don't want any of it tonight. Right now, 207.5. You know the Pelicans haven't scored over 92 points yet in the series. Now, the Pelicans, the Pelicans defense has been playing out of its mind. The Thunder have been doing a good job, though, of stopping down the Pels. They've been absolutely terrible. Again, this is the first game was 94-92, that tight game. Since then, Oklahoma City has whipped their tail. They dropped them 124-92. And then just the other day, 106-85. Again, New Orleans hasn't cracked 92 points in this series. With both teams, I think, focused on defense tonight. Very, very beginning, if you can just get a couple early buckets, because they like to jump that total up just a little bit. If you can get to 210, pound it. Go under. Go under. You're saying, John, that's only 3 points. Trust me, those things can add up and help you out and help give you a lot more W's than you would think. I love the under in this ball game. Now, tonight's game, the Nuggets and the Lakers lay in the 7.5. I feel like if you're going to even play Denver, you better lay 7.5. I know we talked about how the Lakers, oh, they're the first team to be up by double digits in the first three games of a series and lose all three. Dude, they got that win the other night. Congratulations, Lakers. You didn't get swept. You're going to get a gentleman's sweep tonight. If you're going to take Denver at all, which I am, I'm taking it right now because I don't want it to get to 8.5. I don't want it to get 9.5 because the Nuggets will beat the Lakers tonight by double digits. And then LeBron will start his little vacation, I'm sure.
Cabo.
Have a good old blast. In baseball, I don't have any bets for you today. You know, there's a lot of good games. But you're just going to have to manage yourself. Tomorrow we'll have more bets. And we'll be back for a beautiful Tuesday. For Bryant Dacus, I'm John Harden. Get out there, make the world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace.